Well, bless the Lord. This is Brother Jeff, and welcome to Daily Inspiration Time. We've been talking about real Christianity, what it is. And I'll read a text verse that I've been meditating on in John chapter 14, verse 23. If a man loves me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. We have to understand that Jesus Christ and real Christianity are one and the same. You don't have real Christianity without Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ has to biblically and in reality live inside of you by the Spirit of God. You see, Jesus said when he told his disciples, I'm going away. But he said, it's expedient that I go away, for if I go not away, I cannot send the Comforter, the Holy Ghost. He'll teach you all things. It says that he will convince the world, convict the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment that is coming. And so, the Spirit of God is the only minister God uses in this hour that we live on this planet Earth. The Spirit of God is the ministry of God's power today. Jesus is seated at the right hand of the throne of God, and he has sent his Spirit into the world to do his work. And his work is fulfilled by those that the Spirit of God lives in. If you do not have the Spirit of God living in you, do not let anyone deceive you. You are not a Christian. You must have the Spirit of God in you. And this happens when we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and we give a total surrender to God and we confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and that he came in the flesh and that he was crucified on the cross, that he died, that he rose again, and that he sent his Spirit into the world. We believe those things and we act upon them. It is given to us. The Spirit of God does come. We get a measure of the Spirit of God given to us. But the Bible tells us to be filled with the Spirit. And if you study the Scriptures, you can find that there is a be filled with the Spirit. There's a being filled with the Spirit, continually filled with the Spirit. I don't think it's just some one-day event. It's something that you continue after, you pant after, you must have. And I believe that God increases that according to our faith. Now, it says here in the Scriptures that we are to love our neighbor as ourselves. And if the Spirit of God is in me, the Bible tells us that one evidence of our Christianity is that there's a new love for other believers. The Bible says that we will love our neighbor as ourselves. The Bible says, by this will all men know you're my disciples, because you have love one for another. And so this love your neighbor as yourself is probably the simplest, and most children can quote it, but it's probably the most least obeyed scripture in the Bible. Selfishness is never holiness. Selfishness is not a fruit of the Spirit of the living God. And so we must love each other. And this is going to be one of the hallmarks and trademarks and signatures of a true Christianity today. Obedience to God's word, because Jesus is here. He lives. He has taken residence within me and within you. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 10:24, let no man seek his own, but every man another's wealth. Then it says in 2 Corinthians 5:15, he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Then it tells us in Galatians 6:2, to bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. And another place it says, basically the same thing as that other verse we quoted, where in 1 Corinthians 10 it says, let no man seek his own, every man another's wealth. Philippians 2:4 says, look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. And Philippians 2:21, a little further down in that chapter, for all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ. And isn't it amazing when you read the list in 2 Timothy 3, starting with verse 2 there, it speaks of the end times and the deception and the fruits of the deception that's going to be manifested. It says, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. James tells us, if a brother or sister be destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? James 2:15 and 16. So I just want you to know today that if you're a Christian and the Spirit of God lives in you, you must have the Spirit of God. You will care about other people, especially those other Christians in the world, in your own fellowship. I just want to ask you today, do you love the brethren? Do you love the brethren? Do you love God's people? Are you laying your life down? Do you want to identify with God's people? Do you want to love them with all your substance? You know, the scriptures teach us that no man ever yet hated his own flesh. And he loves it, and he nourishes it, and he cherishes it. And so that's evident that we take care of ourselves. But will we love each other? We will never see true Christianity or true revival that we truly love one another. And I just want to encourage you today to lay your life down. Let the Spirit of God have full control and love the brothers and sisters in Christ. Love every man. Despise no man. And let true Christianity ring in your life today. And thank you for your time listening here. We'd love to hear your comments. 099 opens the voice box. So please, if you feel led to leave a message or thought, we'd love to hear from you. It's Brother Jeff, and pray God's Holy Spirit would rest upon you. In Jesus' name.